On Monday, New York State began allowing weddings and other catered events to resume. But those who are planning and attending have a list of COVID-19 safety measures to follow. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to a couple of brides-to-be and the managers of local venues about their biggest concerns.
Elizabeth Weir is well-versed in the latest state guidelines for weddings. The guest list must be limited to 150 people or 50% of a venue's capacity, whichever is lower. All guests and staff have to provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of the event or proof of a completed vaccination series at least 14 days before.
How do you enforce all those rules? How do you tell people coming to your wedding that they have to follow all these rules?
Weir's wedding is scheduled for June 5th at Woodcliff Hotel and Spa in Fairport. What she is most frustrated by are the rules for dancing. She doesn't see why her guests should only be allowed to dance in designated zones with members of their own family or household.
Especially if everyone in the event has been vaccinated or tested. If we have two tables of friends, how do you tell one friend they can't go talk to or dance with another friend?
Mary Kay Hargather is manager and event coordinator at Harrowy's Ballroom. She's taking the requirements in stride after a year of canceled weddings in 2020.
You know, we're just happy to be able to be open, that we survived two shutdowns.
Hargather says she'll be proactive when it comes to enforcing rules like social distancing and mask wearing.
I will have extra staff on. I will also have security there through every event. And if we have to go as far as putting markers or tapes down on the dance floor, we'll do that.
The owner of the penthouse at 1 East Avenue has a different take on that. Brittany Brandt says she'll leave it to her guests to make sure they're sticking with the guidelines.
I've been suggesting that they just assign people to help police that because there's always going to be some Uncle Bob that decides that they're not going to play by the rules.
Brandt says she's telling people who book her venue she's reserving the right to shut the event down if guests don't comply. Allison Curley expects the people who plan on attending her May 15th wedding at Shadow Lake in Penfield to meet the requirements, or they'd probably opt out.
Most people are understanding of needing to get tested, but I know that there's also people who are frustrated, so it's a mixture of both.
With all these hoops to jump through, why not wait until next year? Hargather says she's already booked a number of weddings for 2022, but not everyone is willing to postpone their big day.
I have one bride and groom that put their wedding off four times with me. I mean, you know, they just want to get married.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.